For all of you that thought it was bad enough that the globalist elites wanted you to eat the bugs, it turns out they actually want you to eat shit. And I mean that literally. This came from Science Alert 2015. It says NASA's given researchers $200,000 to turn human poop into food. It says it's the food that will sustain future generations as we colonize our way across space, maybe none other than our own shit, if a new NASA-funded project is successful. Yeah, this is what they think about you. They want you to eat shit, literally. Okay? So now you get an understanding as to what this whole climate change, save the environment bullshit has really been about. They want you to eat shit. They want to take all the resources, the cows, the chickens, the everything. They want to take it all, reserve it for themselves, and you can eat bugs and shit. You are serfs to them. So they're going to push this climate change rhetoric, this rhetoric of climate change. Oh, my goodness, we got to do this to save the environment. Right? Recycle shit. Recycle poop. And you eat that while they eat beef, turkey, chicken, all the things that you're not permitted to eat anymore, because if you do, then you are some kind of villain. You are destroying the environment. Bill Gates eats steak, okay? While he gives you Beyond Meat. John Kerry flies on private jets while they're telling you to reduce your carbon emission. These people are full of shit. There has always been a royal, or you can say an elitist class, that has always existed. The ruling class. That has always existed, and they've always looked down upon the common man. They've always given you the shit while they eat the best. Period. I'm going to read a little bit more from this article. It says the U.S. Space Agency has allocated researchers at Clemson University in South Carolina $200,000 a year for up to 3 years to figure out how to recycle human feces into synthetic food that could sustain astronauts during extended journeys or on a Martian colony. And I'm going to skip ahead here. It says, while there's not a whole lot of information available as yet on this poop project, what we do know is that the title is Synthetic Biology for Recycling Human Waste into Food. It says, closing the loop for long-term space travel, and it's being run by synthetic biologist Mark Blenner at Clemson University. According to NASA, the project could have been, according to NASA, the project could have big impacts for space exploration by providing the means to produce food on site at distant destinations using synthetic biology-based approaches. Biology-based approaches. You see the wording that they used? What did I tell you about these people when they're wording sustainable? They use these words, sustainable. No, that means that you won't have anything. That's what sustainable means. Biology-based approaches, meaning you're going to eat shit and drink urine. That's what it means. I fucking hate these people, man. It says the ISS now even has its own espresso machine. It's important to get the essentials right first. And while many of you out there might be cringing, how dare you cringe? If you don't want to eat your own shit, you're weird. It says, and while many of you out there might be cringing at the thought of eating the byproduct of human feces, no, you're eating shit. The byproduct of human feces. We can guarantee that, man, this is ingenuity of science will find a way to make our poop hygienic and delicious. You can't be serious. That's what it says. They're going to find a way. Science, remember, follow the science. And you wonder why I'm moral, right? Hygienic and delicious. They're going to make your poop hygienic and delicious. We've already managed to make seaweed taste like bacon after all. Continuing on, it says, and when you think about it, astronauts already drink their own pee on the ISS and have their poop stored for later disposal. So this is their argument. Because astronauts drink their own pee and preserve their poop, that you should eat shit. Make it make sense. So would it really be that bad of a turn? This is the article. It says, would it really be that bad of a turn that waste into a resource that could sustain us in space? It says, we don't think so, but we also don't really want to line up for the first taste test. Eat shit, ladies and gentlemen. They look at you like you're shit, so you might as well eat shit. And since you people are stupid as shit, and you believe bullshit instead of listening to real shit, you might as well eat shit. Fuck it. Eat shit. Eat it. The world has turned into shit. Fuck it. This is what it's come to. You people have been groveling and kissing ass of the elites for so long that they are ready to tell you to eat shit. But I'm the crazy one. It's really me against the world at this point. Jamaro ATW, it is literally me against the world. And I bet you, if they push this, you will have environmentalists out there protesting to say, eating shit is the best thing for the environment. but I'm the crazy one. They're not joking, by the way. This isn't a joke. They're not joking. Just like they weren't joking with the eat the bugs, they're not joking with the eat the shit. They're not playing around. They're dead ass serious. Prove to you that this isn't a joke. I tell you what I'm going to do. Didn't want to make this a long segment. This is from BBC, from the BBC. And this was published in 2022. It says, be less squeamish about drinking sewage water, says expert. Oh, no, the expert says you should drink sewage water. This is what it says. It says people need to be less squeamish about drinking water taken from sewage treatment plants. That's what the head of the Environment Agency has said. Right, because these are all environmentalists. Says water companies are planning toilet to tap systems. Toilet to tap systems, also known as water recycling, to turn sewage from laboratories into drinking water by treating it. Says by 2030, there goes that year again, the year 2030, toilet water could be deposited into rivers near treatment plants so it can be collected and processed as drinking water. Writing in the Sunday Times, Sir James Bevan said the unpopular move would help protect the UK's water supply. Sir James said drinking water reprocessed from sewage is perfectly safe and healthy, not something many people fancy. It says in 2013, Thames Water announced plans to use recycled toilet waste in London's tap water, adding it hoped to implement a wastewater recycling scheme by 2025. It says the advice comes as water supplies are placed under strain due to climate change. You see? Problem, reaction, solution. They create the problem, you react to it. The same people that created the problem come to you with the solution. They use their weather machines, their heart programs, right? Their cloud seeding and chemtrails and everything else that they're using to mess the environment up. And then those same people turn around and say, hey, we got to do something about this. We have a problem. Okay? So what do they do? What is their solution? Eating shit. Drinking sewage water. These people are trying to kill you. Sir James, I'm going to read this last little part. It says, Sir James wrote that people need to change the way they think about water. Oh, you need to change the way you think about water. And that's an ultra elitist for you. You need to change the way you think about water. And treat it as a precious resource, not a free good. Listen to what this man is saying. Sir James, wrote that people need to change the way they think about water and treat it as a precious resource, not a free good. Now, water's not supposed to be free, according to the ultra elitists, but yet you people kiss their ass and look up to them. They're only elitists and they're only the ruling class because you assholes made them so. Yep. real quick. This came from NPR.org. It says, no, kill meat. It says, grown from animal cells. It says it's now approved from, it's now approved for sale in the U.S. Oh, it's called no kill meat. Grown from animal cells is now approved for sale in the U.S. It says, for all human history, for all of human history, eating meat has meant slaughtering animals. But scientists behind cultivated meat say that's no longer necessary. They produce meat by growing cells extracted from an animal's body. And today, the U.S. Department of Agriculture gave its first clearances to sell meat produced this way. Good Meat, a division of Eat Just, Inc., announced that it has received approval from the USDA for its first poultry product, cultivated chicken, grown directly from animal cells to be sold in the U.S. So they're getting ready to change the way you people eat. Okay. And I'm pretty sure a lot of this is probably already happening as we speak. It's probably already, you're probably already eating shit and drinking piss. But it's treated. Treated by what? Who knows? Who knows? But knowing how sick and disgusting these goddamn satanic ultra elitists are, who knows what they're doing? But this is what they think about you. This is how they feel about you. The Eat the Bugs thing has been trending for the past couple of years after, I forget who said it. It may have been Klaus Schwab, I forget. It's been a while now. But they were saying you need to eat the bugs, and they actually promoted it on, I know CNN, they had one of their anchors on there eating bugs. They had celebrities talking about, oh, how great eating bugs is. You know, and how much, what was it? I forget the exact term that they used, but it was, there was protein in it, and, you know, it protects the environment, because that's what they always, that's their go-to. You know, we must protect the environment. Eat bugs, you know. But now they've gone past that. Now they're saying, eat shit. And what are you fucking morons going to do? You're going to line your stupid ass up and go and eat it.
To the Injusted in Time segment, I want to address this article here from Salon.com, and I believe this is a woman who wrote this, Gigi Griffiths, and it's basically like a, she's making mockery of people that are trying to expose the satanic agenda. You know, with the drag queen story time, with the children, and I guess you can say even going into child trafficking and indoctrinating children into satanic worship. And it sounds to me like she's trying to be like sarcastic, if you will. But she's comparing her young teen life to, I guess, what today is the, what you would call the great awakening or the great exposure of the satanic New World Order. So she goes on to talk about how, you know, she grew up as a Christian, and I guess jazz and rock and roll was forbidden for her. But then I noticed, like, later on down in the article, This is what it says. It says, now the so-called villains are drag queens, queer people, history teachers, gender rebels. Ironically, in the crossfire of both panics lie the children who are learning to be afraid. So this person is saying that we are causing panic of Satanists. Like we're causing a satanic, like we're pushing fear porn of Satanists. And this person can go F themselves. Okay? I don't give a shit about your goddamn childhood or how you were brought up. The fact of the matter remains that there are children that are being trafficked and sold to Satanists, period. I don't give a good goddamn how you were brought up. That has nothing to do with the fact that every day children are going missing and being sold into sex slavery. And yes, there is a such thing as child grooming. She's, I believe this is a woman that wrote this article. I'm not familiar with the salon, but, you know, just skimming through this article, I'm going to read this part. It says, this was my childhood, my teen years, my formative moments, a collection of fears that most, it says things might be the very path to hell. You may not be surprised to learn that I was diagnosed with anxiety disorder in my 20s. And then she goes on to talk about panic attacks and shit. Listen, not to sound like I'm not sensitive to her problems or whatever. Well, what the fuck does that got to do with child trafficking, human trafficking, and the fact that they are actual Satanists in government, and more importantly, a satanic body of ultra elites who are pushing a satanic agenda? What does that have to do with anything? I've come across as an asshole, but, you know, I'm sick of this shit. It says, during the satanic panic of the 80s and 90s, the fear led to the false imprisonment and deportation of innocent people. Terrified parents decided their kids were being abused by daycare providers, and despite a complete lack of evidence, the paranoia that had gripped the nation pushed judges and juries to convict. One couple spent 21 years behind bars. Again, this person is making the claim, I'm assuming it's a woman, this person is making the claim that there was a satanic panic in the 80s and the 90s that led to, you know, false imprisonment. Like, that doesn't stop the fact that there's an actual satanic agenda. It's, if you notice all of these, man, God damn it. Let me read a little bit more here before I go on the rant. It says, and then there were the invisible victims like me and my cohort who, it says here, with our panic attacks and our shame and our confusion about who and what to trust. With our childhoods. See, what these people are trying to do, and I'm going to calm down. What these people are trying to do, they're trying to justify drag queen story time, having big fucking linebacker men dress up as women and sit children on their laps, children as young as 9 years old and maybe younger, on their laps and teach them how to become drag queens. Why? Because it's in the news now. And you can think whatever you want. Now, I know I criticize the right. I criticize conservatives a lot. But to be fair, you know, it's publications such as, I'm trying to think, of, like the Gateway Pundit, for example. They cover this shit. They, to their credit, you know, as much Trump worship as they do, and I hate that. I hate the fact that they worship Trump so much, but they do. Make public drag queen story time and child grooming. They put it on blast. They make people aware that these things are happening and that there is a satanic agenda. They publish articles concerning the satanic temple, the satanic church. So, again, not to sound insensitive. Oh, and there's, oh, God, I was just about to say it, and damn it, it's right here. There's a mention of QAnon in here. They use QAnon as a reason to not discuss Satanism and child grooming and child trafficking. I hate these people, man. Let me get back to this article. Look, it says here, for the past few years, I've watched with growing unease as another satanic panic unfolds in my lifetime. It says, look, listen to what it says. QAnon is still growing in 2021. It says it's still growing. It says in 2021, an alarming 16% of Americans said they believe its core tenets, according to a 2022 PRRI study, pushing the idea that secret Satanists within the government are both sacrificing children because the bad guy is always secretly sacrificing children and trying to undermine your personal safety and take away your unspecified rights, rippling outward from there. An even larger sample of the population seems to be stuck on the idea that children's books and history classrooms hide a secret evil that that's coming for our children. This is such bullshit, and it's such a cover-up of what's going on. All of this information, all of this evidence has been coming out over the past few years. And these people are trying their best to downplay it. Like we're just some crazy weirdos that are just making up shit. I don't give a damn how you feel about a QAnon. I don't give a shit. This isn't about no damn QAnon. This is about the fact that these people are targeting children, brainwashing them. They always throw QAnon in there to throw people off. And like I said, well, I won't touch it. I'll leave it alone. It has nothing to do with that. Satanists have existed long before QAnon was even thought of. But they like to attach the exposure of the satanic agenda to QAnon to throw people off. And did the same thing with the vax. You know, during the 2021 mandates, they were like, oh, anybody that doesn't take the shot is a conspiracy theorist. There are Trump-supporting conspiracy theorists. They're an insurrectionist. They called January the 6th. Like, no, asshole, I just don't want to take the goddamn shot. What the fuck does that got to do with anything? That's always been the trick of the ultra elitists, the ruling class. They've always done that. They've always take two things that have nothing to do with one another and they attach them. And they know that the public is so stupid that they can't differentiate. Damn. Ugh. Tongue twister. Sorry about that. They can't tell the difference between the two. I'll talk like George W. Bush. Okay? Fool me once, shame on me. I know that's not how he said it. But this article is obviously, when was this written, by the way? June 19th, 2023. It's weird that this person is trying to, it almost sounds like this person is trying to take up for Satanism. You know, like there's nothing to be afraid of. Hey, nothing to see here. But why? Why? What's the purpose? Probably because this person, they're going to say I'm crazy. This person sounds like they may have taken up with the satanic cult. Whether directly or indirectly, knowingly or unknowingly, probably bought into the satanic. Oh, man. Says, matter of fact, let me skip down in this article. I'm all over the place. Says, just like in the 80s and 90s, it's not just the secret, powerful Satanists who are the focus of this cultural fear. Says it ripples outward to yet again demonize marginalized groups. This is another thing that they do. They attach marginalized groups to fit their agenda. Whatever their agenda is, right? It's like they want to push drag queen story time. And they attach it to the civil rights movement. It has nothing to do with it. The two have nothing to do with one another. It ripples outward to yet again demonize marginalized groups. It's the heart of the panic about critical race theory and gender education that has already resulted in the introduction of dozens upon dozens of legal attempts to censor education. Now, what this person is talking about, it has been reported on by several news outlets. In case you don't know, that these schools are now, or they have been, until they got exposed, they were educating children about gay sex. I believe it was Project Veritas back before James O'Keefe was released or let go or fired or quit or whatever. He did. Let me see. I believe it was mid-2022. He showed a secret recording of this pedophile as teacher. I believe it was a teacher, or may have been a school administrator, bragging about how they bring dildos and like anal plugs and shit into the classrooms to teach children about sex. So it's been exposed. So now this person that wrote this article is saying that we're crazy. We shouldn't be talking about this. We should just, you know, turn a blind eye. We're pushing fear porn. We're the weirdos for addressing it. you know, anybody that doesn't want to promote, this is basically what they're saying, is anybody that doesn't want to promote this on, you know, on children is considered to be a QAnon conspiracy theorist. Fuck this world. If this is what you people are going to go along with, fuck this world. If you think this is okay, fuck you. It's not. Call me whatever the fuck you want to call me. Oh, you're using bad language. Fuck you. I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of just, you know, people turning a blind eye to real shit, real issues. You're a conspiracy theorist. Fuck you. Let me read some more here. It says, it's the foundation of the panic about so-called obscenity in kids' books, which has been proven to be true, by the way. They show all kinds of graphic material that I won't even post this shit on my website. It's so bad. I had someone write an article for me concerning Chelsea Clinton, who was pushing this type of, Chelsea Clinton was basically promoting this sexual stuff on children. Okay. Drag queen story time, you name it. And I had someone write an article for me a while back, and, you know, they sent me, they emailed me the article and everything, the photos and everything else. And I was like, yo, I can't even post this shit. They showed me the stuff that they're putting in these children's books. You would not believe it. Because this person did a lot of research into what's being promoted inside these children's books for sex education. And I said, fuck that. This shit is unbelievable, man. Unreal. Unreal, man. Fuck this world. It says here, sickening. It says, it's the foundation of the panic about so-called obscenity in kids' books being so loosely defined and to sometimes include fart jokes or dressing the wrong way. No, that's not what that is. No. See, she's downplaying it. The person that wrote this article is downplaying, the material, the obscene material that has been put inside of these children's books, the books that they're reading. No, it's not just fart jokes. I won't even tell you what they're putting in there. It said it's leading to campaigns to defund entire library systems. So she's trying to spin it to make it sound like the people that are calling this out and actually addressing this issue are calling to defund entire library. Like, in other words, we're hurting the education system, the educational system. It says, and it's what has turned the nation to a sinister debate about who uses what bathroom, which has already resulted in legal changes that Human Rights Watch warns will undermine people's rights to health education and privacy. No, privacy is men going into men's restrooms and women going into women's restrooms. That's called privacy. You see these people, they flip everything upside down. That's why I said this person is a Satanist. May not be directly in cahoots with the satanic cults, but her way of thinking. Now, I alluded to that in last week's episode, that you don't have to bow down and worship Baal or Moloch or call on some demon gods to be a Satanist. You can identify or align yourself with their agenda, with their philosophy. And you are a Satanist in that, you know, whether you want to admit that or not, the people that aligned with the globalist elite's lockdown, masking, forced vaccination and everything else, you know, to stand 6 feet apart, they participated in a satanic ritual. Whether they believe it, acknowledge it, admit it, it doesn't matter. You did. Everyone that participated in that was involved in a satanic ritual. Why did they tell you to stand 6 feet apart? Because that's what the Satanists do when they're practicing their rituals. They wear a mask and stand 6 feet apart when they're summoning their demons. What day did Trump announce the emergency? What was it? March the 13th, 2020. Why the 13th? And I believe it was a Friday the 13th, if I'm not mistaken. Somebody look that up. I believe it was Friday the 13th, March, Friday the 13th, 2020. If I'm wrong, correct me. It's been a while since I looked this up or looked at it. But you know what Friday the 13th is. In the occult, you know what the number 13 is in the occult. They all use the number 13. 13, 33, 322, skull and bones. You participated in a ritual, a satanic ritual, period. So this woman is either in denial and she's that fucking ignorant, or she's trying to save face and cover up for the satanic New World Order agenda, which is being exposed on a daily basis, by the way. So I went off on a rant. I said I wasn't going to do it, but I did it anyway. It's tomorrow against the world. I'm going to get into the deja vu segment, and some people will unsubscribe, but I don't care. Rumors circulated some time ago that the powers that be, the Satanists, the real Satanists, the high-level Satanists, are trying to summon demons onto Earth. And that's what all of these rituals have been about. And I said the entire pandemic was a big satanic ritual. And that's the whole point of all of the symbolism and the Pentagon and the owl worship and the big giant dick that they got for what they call the Washington Monument. And the rumor is that they're trying to summon these demons. That's why CERN is blowing open the... They're trying to dig into the black hole and bring these demons down to earth, and that they're using these robotics as a body for these demons to take hold of. So bypassing just using human beings as a vessel or a temple for Satan or demons, they're going to use these bots, these humanoid robots, as a temple, a vessel. That has been the rumor. And I believe, me personally, from my research, I believe that to be very true. I believe that that is exactly what they're doing. And I think that that is the point of this entire alien invasion hoax. I believe that they will try to insinuate, or they'll try to push this propaganda out there, this rhetoric, this idea that Earth has been visited by non-human entities, and that they have taken over, maybe probably not to say people, but I would say these bots. And they'll make that connection, and the whole world must unite to fight against it. And it sounds crazy, right? That sounds creepy and crazy, but it doesn't. All you have to do is just do a little bit of research, and you can see that this is the direction that they're heading in. Can they really do it? That's up to you. But they're for damn sure trying it, and they for damn sure believe that they can. That's for sure. So that's what the rituals are really all about. It's about them trying to summon Satan. As a matter of fact, it's been told, it's been stated, reported, that the most powerful of the elites, when they have their meeting, they leave one chair open at the table, and that is for their god. You can say it's Satan, and that spirit dwells there in that seat. This is why I get pissed off when they try to downplay the satanic cult, like that article that I read from the Salon. When they try to make it seem as if there's not an actual Satanist movement, not just in the country, but in the world. This shit is for real, and these people are not playing. It's not some science fiction movie. These people are dead ass serious. Look at the man that is heading SpaceX, Elon Musk. Look at how he dressed up for Halloween in the Baphomet. Look at his weird, sick, I don't know if it's his ex-wife or his baby mother, Cameron Grimes. Look at what they named their children. Some weird-ass number. All you have to do is just do a little bit of research, and you can tell that this is their religion. They're not atheists. A lot of people get it confused. They think, oh, well, you know, these people are atheists. They don't believe in God. No, they believe in God. Their God is Satan. Oh, they believe in God. Don't get it twisted. They tell you they don't believe in God. And that's for your dumb ass to fall into the booby trap. Their whole thing is to destroy religion and create a new religion, which is not new. But the worship of Satan, whether it's directly or indirectly, that's their goal. All right? That is their goal. Believe it or not, that is their goal. Matter of fact, let me get this article. This came from Live Science. This was in December of 2017. It says the demon attacks at night, explaining the incubus phenomenon. It says if you've ever woken up in the middle of the night feeling as though you're being crushed by a demonic being, you may have just experienced what was called the incubus phenomenon, an attack by a male demon. Its female counterpart, the succubus, usually attacks men. Okay, so this is an acknowledgement of demonic entities. It says the phenomenon, and this is by Live Science, by the way, says the phenomenon is, in many ways, the quintessential nightmare. For centuries, the incubus demon has been said to haunt sleepers, inspiring tales in traditional folklore, as well as works of art. Now, a new analysis from the Netherlands suggests that this frightening phenomenon may be more common than previously thought, and that it should be taken more seriously by psychiatrists and they hear such accounts from their patients. Now, I just had a thought, not to interrupt what I was reading from the article, but I just had a thought. See, it makes sense when you tie in the lowering of consciousness and the pushing of drugs. You got this guy, Joe Rogan, always talking about, what is it, the DMT or whatever? And, you know, the chemicals that they're putting in the weed, you know, the marijuana. I've heard older people say, because I don't smoke marijuana, so I don't know. But I've heard older people say that the marijuana of today is not like the marijuana in the past, that it's not natural. And, you know, the legalization of marijuana, lowering your consciousness, this makes you more susceptible to probably receiving these demonic entities. You know, if you think about it, it makes sense. You know, lowering the vibration so that they can come in opens the gateway, the door, the portal. They know what they're doing. Let me get back to the article right quick. It says sleep paralysis is a result of the dissociation of sleep phases, says senior author Dr. Jan Dirk Blom. Oh, and by the way, not to mention the chemicals in the food, the shit that they're putting in the water. I guarantee you there's a tie-in to demonology. I guarantee you. Because at the core of all of this madness, even when it comes down to the child trafficking, everything is tied back to Satan, to these people and their worship of Satan and Moloch and these many different demons that they call on. I guarantee you. Let me see if there's more to this article that's even worth getting into. They're talking about hallucination and all of that. and nightmares and all this other. It says tracking demons. And the analysis, it says, which was published in November in the journal Frontiers in Psychiatry, says the researchers looked at 13 studies. There's that number 13, right? In the occult, you know what 13 is. It says the researchers looked at 13 studies of the incubus phenomenon that included nearly 1,800 people. The different studies came from various countries, including Canada, United States, China, Japan, Italy, and Mexico. It says the researchers found that over 1 in 10 people, or 11% of the general population, will experience incubus phenomenon in their lifetime. And then remember, this is a demon that is attacking you. This is coming from live science. This isn't some cuckoo conspiracy theory blog, right? They're telling you that people are experiencing this. It says the analysis also found that people sleeping on their backs are more likely to experience the phenomenon. Alcohol consumption and irregular sleeping patterns also make an incubus visit more probable. And they say a lot of times it's just a bad dream. However, I would beg to differ. They know that you don't see everything that's around you, and that there's spirits all around you. They know this, and they're trying to bring them down. These people are really, Earth is hell, but they're trying to really create hell on Earth. They are following the orders of Satan. Satan tells them what to do. That's what another thing with the rituals is they receive instructions and demands from whatever demon that they've contacted, and they carry it out. So when you say, how could these people be so evil? Understand that they are that way because they're in constant contact with demons, and they carry out whatever the demon is telling. So when you say, okay, why would they want to depopulate the earth? Why would they want to kill billions of people? Because that's what Satan told them to do. They're just carrying out the mission. Right? It's just like a Christian. Their religion is, you know, obviously Christianity, regardless of what denomination, you know, but they may believe that, okay, their faith says to, you know, if you're a Baptist, okay, get dipped in the water and come up a new creature or come up a new person. You know, your sins have been forgiven. So guess what? They carry that out. That's what they do. They carry that out. Well, it's the same thing with the Satanists. Satan tells them, kill billions of people. You know? Torture children. That's what they do. They carry it out. They're carrying out the mission. They are what you would call disciples of Satan. So this is very real. It's not something that, it's not something that some crazies just made up. Now, what they'll do is they'll use some false story which has been planted by, you know, one of these three-letter agencies, use some false story, debunk that story, and then use that to say none of these other stories are real. Sort of like, well, I won't. Anyways, you get the point.